Elementary school teachers are playing with, or rather experimenting with, little bits, tiny circuit boards engineered to snap together with magnets.
These would be appropriate for students in grades 1 through 5. They're learning different ways to turn their ideas into inventions, make them light up, make them move, play sounds.
That's STEAM consultant Melissa Unger. The inventions can be anything as basic as a windmill to a three-wheeled solar-powered car.
I'd say the teacher is the guide, but the students are the designers for these projects.
67 teachers representing more than 20 school districts attended the Summer Institute. According to Eileen Owens, the Director of Innovation and Technology at the South Fayette School District, the Summer Institute is a continuation of outreach efforts to share successes in innovative learning practices with other schools. The teachers learned how to use Scratch to introduce computational thinking into their courses, as well as game design for students to create their own math tests. But because this is a STEAM program, science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, Owen says teachers are learning to embed the technology into the arts, including language arts for their students.
They're making interactive stories. They'll read a story and then take a piece of that story to make interactive. It's very powerful. It's a new way to think. We're teaching students at an early age to think algorithmically, recursively, and logically.
In other words, the way computer scientists and engineers think. 18-year-old Radhir Katuri plans to be a computer scientist. He graduated from South Fayette this spring, but before heading off to the University of Illinois, he was in front of the teachers at the Summer Institute, instructing them how to use computer programming for their students to create games and mobile apps.
Processing allows you to have that creative output while still learning all the fundamentals of programming.
So tell me, did the teachers, did they get it, or did they have a glazed look on their face?
Oh, definitely not. They're actually really good at understanding exactly what programming is and picking up from the start about all the skills and everything they needed to do to create the game.
So how will the teachers at the STEAM summer camp apply what they learned this week? David Cook, who teaches Spanish in the Fort Cherry School District in Washington County, says he'll use modules from Zulama's Evolution of Games course that focus on culture, including games found in Babylonian tombs in what is now Iraq.
We can incorporate this with other Spanish games that were part of the Aztecs and the Mayans and incorporate it within a culture lesson within Spanish.
Kathy Michelotti believes the Scratch coding language that she learned will be helpful with her special ed students at Pittsburgh Wolseley K-5 in reading, math, science, and storytelling.
You can use it in any activity where the students can actually use the coding to make presentations to other students on any subject matter. They can create games, quizzes, all kind of really cool stuff that the kids, I think, will enjoy.
According to Summer Institute Coordinator Eileen Owens, the innovation techniques enhance the change in approach to learning, from memorization of facts to problem solving.
We want to change the way they look at the world. We want to change the way they think. We want them to be creative producers and not absorb knowledge, but actually be creators.
I'm Kevin Gavin, 90.5 WESA News.